Hi, this is Wayne Zell, broadcasting on Power of Attorney Radio, as well as the Blueprint for Wealth iTunes channel. Thanks for listening in. Today we're going to be talking about an estate planning concept. And the estate planning concept is a lesson learned from the late actor James Gandolfini's will. In his will, he recited that he was trying to take care of his beloved son, Michael Gandolfini. And he said that he wasn't providing for him other than as set forth in the will, because he had made other provisions for Michael. In fact, in an affidavit filed with the court following Mr. Gandolfini's death, he noted that he had set up a life insurance trust holding $7 million of life insurance on his life for the benefit of young Michael, and the life insurance trust was a good estate planning move. But some of the other things he did in his estate planning may not have been so good, at least for his heirs. As you may remember, James Gandolfini was the actor who played Tony Soprano on the famous TV series The Sopranos. He died on June 19th, 2013, while vacationing in Italy. He was only 51 years old and was a resident of Manhattan, New York City, New York. He was divorced from his first wife, Marcella, in 2002, and with Marcella they had a son, Michael. Michael was born in 2000 and was 13 years old when Mr. Gandolfini passed away. Mr. Gandolfini married his second wife, Deborah Lynn, a former model, in 2008. She was about 45 years old at the time. He and Deborah had a daughter, Liliana, who was born in 2012 and is really less than 2 years old at the time of this podcast. James Gandolfini's will, which was dated December 19th, 2012, only 6 months before he passed away, did the following. It left his clothing and jewelry to his son, Michael, and it left his other tangible assets to his wife, Deborah. He also left a series of specific bequests under his will to various assistants, nieces, and acquaintances. He gave the life insurance trust that was created for Michael's benefit, that has the $7 million of life insurance, the first option to purchase his New York City condominium and parking space at fair market value. He also had a home in Italy, which he left in trust for his two children until they both reached age 25. Importantly, he left his residuary estate after taxes, 30% to his sister Lita, 30% to his sister Johanna, 20% to his wife Deborah, and 20% to his daughter Liliana, which was in trust until she reaches age 21. He named his wife, his sister, and his attorney as the executors and trustees of the items created under his will. And Michael's mother, James Gandolfini's first wife, Marcella, or if Deborah predeceased him, he named his sister as the guardian of the children. Also importantly, he directed that all the estate and death taxes be paid out of his residuary estate without apportionment, which raises some interesting tax planning and tax deficiency issues. Now, the fact that he left only 20% of his estate to his second wife, he said that in his will, he said that he had made other provisions for Deborah and was not making any further provisions under her, for her under his last will and testament. Now, that's important. We don't know what he left for her, either in the form of a trust or other gifts that he made to her. We don't know if he had a prenuptial agreement with Deborah. But one thing to think about, he left this 20% interest to his second wife outright and free of trust. What he could have done was he could have left the assets in a qualified terminable interest property trust, a Q-tip trust, for her benefit, and still accomplished, perhaps, the same result that he accomplished by leaving it to her outright, but protecting the assets from her creditors. And also, if she was not the trustee of the Q-tip trust, if Deborah was not the trustee, he could have had a third party step in and exercise discretion over distributions that were to be made to Deborah under this trust. He also might have added his daughter Liliana's share to Deborah's share. This could have achieved significant tax savings on his death. At least it could have deferred some of the tax liability. In other words, by leaving assets, either directly or in trust, to his daughter Liliana, he was telling the executor and the trustee to use a portion of his applicable exclusion amount, which at the time of his death was $5,250,000, for the benefit of his daughter. Instead of doing that, he could have put the entire 20% in trust for Deborah, allowing Deborah to care for Liliana out of those trust assets, and qualified for an unlimited marital deduction, which would have deferred the use of his estate tax exemption or some of his estate tax exemption until later on, and would have sheltered more of his estate on his death from the estate tax currently. So that's an important planning technique that he may not have thought about because he thought maybe that he was going to be living 30 or 40 years longer than he actually did, dying at the age of 51. But it is a lesson learned. He also could have allowed Deborah to withdraw a portion of her Q-tip trust for Liliana's benefit and put it into trust for Liliana, making it a grantor trust and allowing Deborah to pay the income tax on the trust that was set aside for Liliana, allowing for further estate planning, further shifting of wealth with minimal income and estate tax consequences. As for his sisters, Mr. Gandolfini gave his sisters their share of the estate outright as well. He could have provided their share in trust for their benefit rather than outright, just as I mentioned, he could have done the same thing for Deborah. Again, providing them with asset protection, but also keeping their inheritances out of their estates, assuming that these were going to be large inheritances, and protected against their creditors and spouses. Since the sisters are basically the same age, or the same generation at least, as James Gandolfini, there wouldn't have been any generation-skipping transfer tax on the sisters' deaths if the assets had passed to their kids. You could have also allowed each sister to effectively control her trust. They could have been a trustee of the trust with the power to remove and replace any co-trustee so that there would be an effective level of control. The home in Italy is an interesting take. Hopefully, Mr. Gandolfini's attorneys discussed this issue with Italian counsel regarding what would happen under Italian law. As long as it didn't create any problems under Italian law, Mr. Gandolfini might have continued the trust beyond age 25 for Michael. That would keep the home out of his kids' estates and protect it against their creditors and spouses. You could, again, allow the children some level of control upon reaching age 25. For Liliana, who received 20% of the residuary estate outright at age 21, if this estate is a $50 million estate, that's a significant amount of assets to leave to a 21-year-old. So he may have wanted to think twice about doing that. In New York, there is a rule known as the elective share. That means that a spouse generally has the right to one-third of an estate, including the value of any trust assets that pass outside of probate. We don't know if Deborah received any of these assets, even though we do know that he provided for her in the will. But she could claim her elective share, further messing up the overall estate planning. The tax clause is interesting because it creates a circular calculation, increasing the overall estate tax paid by the estate. He could have avoided this by allowing for apportionment or not charging Deborah's share with any portion of the estate tax. But the will was not a disaster as it was reported in the press. The fact is that he did do some estate planning here. He could have added his daughter's share to his wife's share, as I mentioned earlier, and it would have allowed Deborah to do some estate planning for Liliana's benefit, further decreasing the overall exposure to estate tax. But again, he may not have expected Deborah to do anything that was done by him in his will, including providing for his sisters. So the bottom line is, there are some valuable lessons to learn from James Gandolfini's will. More importantly, and one of the lessons that I'd like to point out to you, is that James Gandolfini, I don't think, really intended to have all of his affairs made known to the general public. How could he have avoided this? He could have avoided it by using a revocable living trust and transferring his assets into the trust while he was alive. By doing that, he would have avoided probate and would have avoided the public scrutiny that I am giving to his will and many others have given to his will in the press and in the tax practitioner bar. You're listening to Power of Attorney Radio. I hope you gained some insight as to how your estate planning can be more effectively done if you go to a practical, competent, experienced estate planner. Again, I'm Wayne Zell. You're listening to Power of Attorney Radio. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll have more segments for you both on the estate planning and business planning fronts very soon.